it comes to see. And it's really exciting because after the event, there's like a meet, kind of like a meet and greet, and they like tell you about what they thought about your talk. And especially for my second one, everybody loved it, and it was great to see that. And I was just like awestruck by the way everyone was like getting to know me and saying hi and things like that.
What do you have planned for your junior year coming up?
Yeah, so in the TEDx talk, I actually mentioned talking about I need a one of my mission encompasses like going to schools and talking about this to students. And actually, last year I just took a class called World Cultures, and it was a great class. Loved it. If anyone is watching and they have the opportunity to take this class, I would say please take it. It's a wonderful class because it allows you to see what the world is like, and that is important to see, you know, where you are as a country and where the rest of the world is. But I feel like that class was, it was great, but I feel like it was too late. That's why my ideas encompass, you know, starting that a little bit early, maybe not as much in depth, you know, maybe not memorizing all the years and dates, but, you know, at least talking about it. They don't have to get tested on it, so...
I remember being very frustrated at taking a class like that. I think I was in 10th grade, and all I could think about was, why wasn't I taught this in 2nd grade or 3rd grade, or at least aspects of it?
Mm-hmm.
I seem to remember in elementary school learning about people from different eras and ages.
Yeah.
And what I would have really liked most was to learn about people sitting next to me or across from me. And that came much later.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good idea to put forward. Have you thought about what you might like to do after you graduate?
Yeah, so I think like talking to people and helping people out has always been a passion of mine. And one of the careers that you do get a chance to do that is the medical field. So I'm truly passionate about it. And I mean, whatever career I go into, whatever field I go into, wherever I graduate from, I think a strong passion of mine would definitely be speaking in front of audiences, standing up for what's right and trying to change the world.
That's terrific. We just have another minute or two. I'm really glad you came here. I'm happy about your service on our youth council, brand new for us to have one, and I'm glad you're part of that and also the work you've been doing as a radcaster. Anything else you'd like to say that I didn't give you space to say? It could be hellos or just anything else you want to mention.
I would just like to say thank you to those who watched my TEDx talk. I'm so glad to say that I am at 70K plus views right now.
That's great.
And I just say I would have never thought it would have branched out that much, but I would also like to believe that this is just the beginning, and there is so much more to see and so much more to explore.
Yeah, and I think the passion and depth of those who are viewing, your passion and depth matter equally, if not more so, than the raw number of viewers, too, if people are really taking in everything. Because the way you've developed and presented those videos, there's a lot that's going into them.
Yeah.
So, well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Again, it's our pleasure. That's Prerna Chakangal. Going into 11th grade at South Fayette High School, look for her TEDx talks, Pondering Over Feminism and Your Difference is Your Power. We've linked to them, but you'll also be able to find them under those names on YouTube and the TEDx channel of YouTube. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
broadcasting live. Is there any other way from historic Allegheny Square, where Dan Getkin and the 12-6 are coming up shortly, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green? This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU-PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including WMCK.FM McKeesport, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, KRDP Indy Community Radio, and slbradio.org/radio.
When I've had a dark cloud hanging over me a while, well, it's time for that to go. When every day's just like the last and I'm counting up the miles, I don't wanna do it anymore. I've been walking, I've been climbing, been working way too long. I need a change in my direction, good times come. I've been ready, I've been waiting, been worried I might be wrong. Now it's here, I feel just fine, good times come. I feel the good time coming on. Well, I don't mind my job, and I don't mind a heavy load. Yeah, we all got those bills to pay. When the shine starts getting dull, when it all turns just a little bit old, it's then you got to get away and dance the night away. I've been walking, I've been climbing, been working away too long. I need a change in my direction, good times come. I've been ready, I've been waiting, been worried I might be long. Now it's here, I feel just fine, good times come. I feel a good time coming on. I feel a good time coming on. I've been climbing, been working away too long. I need a change in my direction, good times come. I've been ready, I've been waiting, been worried I might be wrong. Now it's here, I feel just fine, good times come. Yeah, good times come. Oh, good times come. I feel the good time coming on.
now we are getting ready for our next segment, live music, and I've got a vinyl here, Dan Getkin and the 12-6. Nice to see this on vinyl. And coming up on Friday night, the official release party of this album, it's called A Rose Among the Thorns. You can find out more at dangetkin.com. It's going to be at Southside Works, the release. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as things come to pass. I promised you that I would tell you more about some open houses here at SLB, and I was so taken by our youth guests last hour that I failed to do it. Tuesday, September 20th, 4 to 7 o'clock, hands-on tours and fun in our new Youth Media Center. Saturday, September 24th, 11 to 2, be part of our live broadcast and also tour our production facilities. And then coming up October 3rd and October 12th, additional tours. And there will be more on top of this, too. We'll be telling you more about these in the days ahead, but we wanted you to know first as you listen on the radio. So let's get ready now. We'll go out and talk with them in just a moment or two. Here is Dan Getkin and the 12-6.
Oh, what could I do?
What could I do?
What could I do?
What could I do?
What could I do if it wasn't for the Lord? What could I see? What could I say? What could I feel? What could I pray? What could I do if it wasn't for the Lord? My bread, he's my water, he's my life, my everything, my comfort, whatever years may bring. He's my rock, my mighty tower, he's my strength, he's all my power. What could I do if it wasn't for the Lord? Oh, what could I do?
What could I do?
What could I do?
What could I do?
What could I do if it wasn't for the Lord? What could I see? What could I say? What could I feel? What could I pray? What could I do if it wasn't for the Lord? He's my doctor, he's my lawyer, he's my teacher, yes indeed. It's everything it takes to fill my needs. He keeps me young, he keeps me strong, he keeps me right. When I do wrong, what could I do if it wasn't for the Lord? Oh, what could I do?
What could I do?
What could I do?
What could I do?
What could I do if it wasn't for the Lord? What could I see? What could I say? What could I feel? What could I pray? What could I do if it wasn't for the Lord? Father, he's my mother, he's my sister and brother too. He helps me when I don't know what to do. When lights go out, crowds get thin, friends move out, he steps right in. What could I do if it wasn't for the Lord? Oh, what could I do?
What could I do?
What could I do?
What could I do?
What could I do if it wasn't for the Lord? What could I see? What could I say? What could I feel? What could I pray? What could I do if it wasn't for the Lord?
Oh, what could I do?
What could I do?
What could I do?
What could I do?
What could I do if it wasn't for the Lord?
What could I see? What could I say? What could I feel?
What could I pray?
What could I do if it wasn't for the
That is Dan Getkin and the 12-6 here at the Saturday Light Brigade as I make my way out to the main studio to see them. They have a brand new album called A Rose Among the Thorns. And let me check with Dan and first just to ask you to introduce the band for us.
Sure. Well, my name is Dan Getkin. I have Kara Getkin singing with me as well as Kim Carter singing. And Tim Good's playing electric guitar, Alex Hurd is playing bass, and Del Weinberg is playing the drums.
And you decided to do this on vinyl, which is exciting. And I congratulate you on having the release in hand before the release party, more than a day before the release party. Congratulations. That's going to be this Friday night at Southside Works. What made you decide to do vinyl?
Well, these are gospel songs, and these are almost entirely some classic numbers, even though one of them is written by co-written by Saturday Light Brigade's son, John Bindley. So you all know him well, so do I, and we did a song together. So the classic nature of these songs, it felt like if I was going to do a song or an album on vinyl, it felt like this was the one to really capture the spirit of the music.
I'm glad you pointed out, John. I missed that. I noticed the Andre Crouch one. Right away, but I didn't see John's name on that. What's the song you just did?
So that's What Could I Do? That's a Thomas Dorsey song.
Excellent. Let's listen to another one, then we'll talk a little bit more about the inspiration for this particular album. What would you like to do next?
Another question song, Where Could I Go?
Once again, this is Dan Getkin and the 12-6.
Could I go
seeking refuge?
Dan Getkin and the 12-6. I keep wanting to say quick six or pick six, but I know it's 12-6. I noticed, I was looking at the vinyl. First of all, I'm curious about the art. Who did the cover art?
So this is a painting that was done by a friend and an extremely talented artist. That's Autumn Gabriel who painted that.
It's beautifully done. It's a portrait of Dan. And then in tiny, tiny letters, I see made in Czech Republic, one of my favorite places. Did you choose the Czech Republic, or is that happenstance?
It was sort of interests aligned. I would have loved to have a record printed in the Czech Republic, but also I had to have it printed in the Czech Republic, so that's good news for everyone.
Is that where the vinyl was done, or the...
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a big pressing plant in the Czech Republic that does a ton of vinyl pressing, and so that's where I got it.
I didn't know that. I knew there were some in Ohio. Who knew that the Czech? I wonder if they're original presses. They could be. That's you know, you when you do what I do, you look at all these fine little notes on it. This album officially will be released this coming Friday night at Southside Works at 7 o'clock. I'm curious, why a gospel album? What turned you to gospel?
So Kara and Kim, as well as our friends Rick and Denitra, have been singing and performing at a church on the north side called Mosaic Community Church. We've been doing gospel music for probably a decade, and so the songs have, you know, slowly just become our own over that 10-year period. And so it really felt like I wanted to have this for myself and for us to just be able to enjoy and also to share with the people that don't come to our church, our friends and family that don't live in Pittsburgh, that wouldn't come to Mosaic on a Sunday morning. So, you know, we just felt like, why not? Why not have this? And who knows if anybody will want it? I think it's great. I don't know what everybody else will think about it, but I think it's a real testament to the work of not only my friends at Mosaic, but also the members of my band and the Pittsburgh music community that played on it.
Where is Mosaic located?
2801 North Charles Street.
So if you go up by the Pittsburgh Promise, is it? Or the Pittsburgh Project, I'm sorry, that's what I meant. The Pittsburgh Project, is it further up the hill?
It is precisely at the Pittsburgh Project. It's a church on the same property as the Pittsburgh Project.
Ah, okay, I know the sanctuary very well. I didn't realize that was the church. Would you two like to add anything at all? I'm getting shaking heads from your singers here.
Kim is being shy, but Kim has been the director of the gospel choir in various forms over the years. So without Kim's leadership and without Kim's... I mean, Kim has been singing these. I've never brought a song to church. I don't think that Kim hasn't been like, oh, yeah, we used to sing this. So a new song to me is always a classic to Kim. And so that's just a treasure trove of wisdom and experience that she brings.
Yeah, and the Pittsburgh Project is a great nonprofit that was founded by Salim Gabriel a few years back, who's now with the Pittsburgh Promise, which is why I conflated those two. But if you go up North Charles, you'll find the work that they do in service and fixing up homes in the area, also after school programming. And I did not realize the church was active there. I've been in that sanctuary a few times. It's a beautiful place. So that's good to know that this album includes music that you've performed there. Why don't we get another one from you? What would you like to do next?
We'll do 99 and a half won't do.
99 and a half won't do. And is that one on the album? I don't think it is.
Oh, it sure is.
Oh, there it is, right there. I was looking for the numeral 9. It's spelled out, 99 and a half.
Try to make 100, 99 and a half just won't do. If you see me trying to make 100, 99 and a half just won't do. If you see me marching for freedom, 99 and a half just won't do. If you see me marching for freedom, 99 and a half just won't do.
92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, and 99. And I have just one. If you see me work for the kingdom, 99, and I have just one. If you see me work for the kingdom, 99. Well, you gotta have the 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, halfway, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90. Let me tell you, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96. 97, 98, and 99, and a half just one. Well, you gotta have the 5 at the bottom. Gotta go farther. That's the start. So far from the mark. Halfway, you won't make the grade. But you're moving. Slowly improving. Let me tell you, 91. 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, and 99. And a half just want you. 99, and a half just want you. Just want you.
That's another one from A Rose Among the Thorns, Dan Getkin and the 12-6. Kim, you have a special message. Ross says hello. Ross K, he says hello. Do you want to say, yes, do you want to say hello back?
Hi, Ross Cronenbitter. How are you?
We got you over your shyness. Ross, it's good to hear from you. Thank you for checking in. And it'll be this coming Friday at 7 o'clock. This vinyl will be here. Did you do CDs? I'm sure you've got digital product, but is the only physical artifact the vinyl?
For now, for now. If there is a clamoring for CDs, we may consider a special limited run of CDs, but for now, just the vinyl and the digital.
Excellent. And Southside Works is the place. And I know Molly Alphabet is going to be there. Kenny Stockard. Who is Steel Tongue Sweet Boy? I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do. It's Elliot Sussman.
Oh, very nice. Very. Has he been playing under that name for a while?
That's his DJ act. So he's going to be spinning some gospel and R&B classics for us that night.
I did not know that. He needs to play some music again, too. Elliot? This is me suggesting we still get requests for the 54C song and all sorts of classics from Elliot Sussman. How long has this project been in your head? Does it predate the pandemic? I'm sure it must.
Yeah, we had studio time booked with Alex. Alex recorded the album for us. We had it booked in, I don't know, March of 2020 or April of 2020. So that wasn't a great time for anybody anymore. So we pushed it off, and we just, well, really what we did is our church went remote. And so we would have church on Zoom for, as many churches did, for a year or 2 years. And so once a month we would produce what you're hearing now, we would do from our homes. And so people would be singing into their phones and I would stitch it together. And it was, I wouldn't say it was a passion project so much as it was valuable pre-production for the album. I don't miss those days exactly, but I do. It was really helpful when we did the album to be able to have videos and have, you know, rough recordings of most of the material for this album.
Valuable pre-production. I like it. Prototyping new techniques. And it's hard to sing and perform remotely like that and keep everybody in sync, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We certainly didn't happen live. So people got to enjoy, you know, 12 minutes of music of us all playing together, but it was 12 minutes on the back of me to a metronome playing a song, sending it to a drummer, sending it to Tim, sending it to a bassist, sending it to the singers, and them all singing their parts, putting it back. And then really worked out better than I thought it would, which is why I kept doing it for the long haul.
Yeah, it's definitely necessity is the mother of invention. After your opening this Friday, do you have any other performances scheduled?
Not really. I mean, the performance on Friday is going to be very different than what you're hearing now. These songs, yes, of course, but this actually represents less than half of the band that will be there.
I was going to say you'll have an organ there that night, I imagine.
We will have two key players that evening. We'll have organ, we'll have electric piano, Rhodes, we'll have a horn section, and we'll have more singers. So if this is scratching any itch for you, I promise it'll be a very different and exciting experience on Friday.
Will Elwood or Jake be there doing backflips? And
I don't know, but if you could set that up, that would be great.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it? you're listening to Dan Getkin. I don't know why that just popped into my mind, but it did. Dan Getkin and the 12-6, the album A Rose Among Thorns, Among the Thorns, the name of it. What would you like to do next?
This is When the Walls Come Down.
When the Walls Come Down. And also on the album, a lot of great songs. Michael Taylor, the author of this one. And here they are again, Dan Getkin and the 12-6.
What you gonna do when the walls come down? Walls come down. What y'all to do is let it lie, let it lie. And in the gathering darkness vow to never go back. It was built by man and we can tear it down. So tear it down, tear it down. What you gonna do when the shackles fall? When the shackles fall, what y'all to do is melt them down, melt them down, turn them into tools and make a garden on the prison ground. Turn your chains to roses, child. What you gonna do when the hunger's gone? When the hunger's gone, there'll be no child that goes without, goes without. And give them no reason to falter from a joyful sound. It's a beautiful world, but it's painful, child. Tear it down, tear it down. Step right back from the darkness.
What you ought to do is let it lie, let it lie. And in the gathering darkness vow to never go back. It was built by man and we can tear it down. So tear it down, tear it down. Step right back from the darkness.
Dan Getkin and the 12-6, that song sounded terrific. And the more full band, the fuller band, will be at Southside Works, 7 o'clock, this coming Friday the 26th. And you'll be able to, it's really nice to hold a vinyl LP. I don't get a chance to do that. I can remember saying, I will never stop playing vinyl, but it's pretty convenient. But it's also just nice. It feels like it's kind of a heavy record, too. And the art is just, it's a great painting of you.
I agree. Autumn really did a great job of making me, if possible, even more handsome.
That brought a hearty laugh from everybody here. If only they were mic'd. It was less muted than it might have appeared. The band sounds good, too. You all clearly have been working really hard to try to get a great sound. How many albums is this for you now?
This is the third one, the third full length, yeah.
You can find more at dangetkin.com. That's probably the easiest place to go and learn more. I don't want to put you to too much work, but it's great to have you set up and playing music. Do you want to do a couple more?
Be happy to, yeah.
Great. What would you like to do next?
We'll do By the Mark next.
By the Mark. And there it is. I can follow along. Gillian Welch, one of the writers of this one, along with David Todd. By the Mark, Dan Getkin, and the 12-6.
For a long, long time ago.
at Stan Getkin and the 12-6. Thank you to Chad Green for a great job mixing what is today a six-piece band. And Ricky is driving the bus over there. Thank you for doing that today. By the way, speaking of Chad, if you were tuned in last week around this time, you heard Jim Avett of the father of the Avett brothers playing and turning in a really great set from our archives. Struggling with pneumonia last week and most of the week before, wasn't able to be here, and Chad put together a great montage of past performances that aired, for which I am grateful. This will become a future great montage of past performances as we have Dan Getkin here. I think we have time for two more, this one and the next one, for planning purposes. What would you like to do next?
Do Sweet Hour of Prayer next.
Sweet Hour of Prayer. That's a song. Did Jim Reeves do Sweet Hour of Prayer? I think a lot of people did it.
A lot of people did Sweet Hour of Prayer.
I'm going to have to look. I somehow remember Jim Reeves doing it, but we'll take a listen to Dan Getkin and the 12-6 do it right now.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known in seasons of distress and grief. My soul
Sweet Hour of Prayer. Of course, Jim Reeves did it. I think just about, well, not everybody, but a lot of people did it. But Pat Boone is the most associated with the song, which Alex is nodding his head. That's not surprising. But there he was, Gentleman Jim Reeves. I think I remember that from one of those. If you order this album, you'll get these songs, and up came Jim Reeves. You guys sound terrific playing together and singing together. And I hope folks will come out to see you again. It's an all-ages show. Southside Works, 7 o'clock, Friday, the 26th of August. Learn more at dangetkin.com.
And it's free.
It's free. It doesn't get much better than that. Free gospel, great singing, lots of instruments, more decibel per dollar value than you could ever add. Thank you for being here so early. It's really great to have you back.
I appreciate your time and all your team's talent. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks. And the gang is all getting ready. They've got the lyrics distributed. Oh, they're going to do, I was hoping you guys would do this one. This might be the best known of all the songs on the album, I think.
And the one that we're least prepared to play. So with a little bit of your grace, we'll get through it.
Yeah, this is one you probably are missing the horns on this one, I would imagine.
Just, you know, missing everybody.
Well, we're pleased to have you here. You're going to recognize the song. I trust you'll play it well enough that it'll be recognized. I'm sure you'll play it just fine. Here again, Dan Getkin and the, I almost said Quick Six again. It was in my head. I centered it. Where did 12-6 come from?
It's the name of a curveball, like a pitcher's curveball. There's lots of different kinds of curveballs, but the 12-6 just goes from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
Did you throw that?
Oh, no.
Okay. I don't think I'll ever forget that information now that I know it. Here again. It's Dan Getkin and the 12-6 with a song I think you'll recognize.
People get ready. People get ready. People get ready.
Dan Getkin and the 12-6, thank you very much for a great performance today. Look for them free at Southside Works this coming Friday, August 26th, 7 o'clock.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was one as we sail into the mystic. Heart and I hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic. You know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl.
Van Morrison at the Saturday Light Brigade. Lucy Kaplansky now. Title track from her latest album.
Last days of summer are coming on fast. Was hoping August wouldn't end, but never lasts. Filling boxes with blankets, books, and clothes. No longer a child, unafraid, ready to go. It's been 18 years since we fixed up that empty room. Hell, yellow walls, pretty white crib, she'd be lying there soon. Then a bigger bed, games of pretending, books and friends. Come September, gonna be empty again. After 18 years, how can it be just 1 week more to carry those boxes to her new room on the 7th floor, across from the park where she played pretend and climbed and dreamed, where she flew high on the swings. Now she's gonna fly on her own wings, no longer pretending brand new dreams. said, don't be a fool for a little girl dream. So I packed my things, looked back once, never did again. Afraid and defiant, was just 18 then. And I know she'll come back, but never always again. It's just as it should be and how it's ever been. But I'll miss that girl in her room, safe and mine. Life is a circle strewn with goodbyes. After 18 years, how can it be just one week more? Carry those boxes to her new room on the seventh floor, across from the park where she played pretend and climbed and dreamed, where she flew high on the swings. Now she's gonna fly on her own wing, no longer pretending with her very own. Bed is soft enough, hope at night she's not afraid. And I hope her friends will be caring and kind. She's gonna make her choices just as I made mine. Last days of summer are coming on fast. Was hoping August wouldn't end, but it never lasts. Come September will be two, no longer three. Back where we started, back around that circle, darling, you and me.
Lizzy Kaplansky, Last Days of Summer, the name of the song from her latest album. And as fall begins, we hope you'll mark your calendar to join us September 20th for hands-on tours and fun in our new Youth Media Center. That's the first of a number of public tours we have planned. We hope you'll come by for it between 4 and 7 o'clock on Tuesday, September 20th. Saturday, September 24th, for the first time in a long time, you can attend a live SLB broadcast and tour our production facilities Monday, October 3rd, between 11 and 2. You can visit our Youth Media Center. And that day, October 3rd, enjoy free admission at the Children's Museum. And then we have another event on October 12th from 4 to 7 o'clock. Those are the dates, September 20th and 24th, October 3rd and October 12th. And we'll give you more details next week and in the weeks ahead. We just wanted to give you a little bit of an early announcement regarding that. Thank you to all of our guests today, Dan Getkin and the 12-6, Prerna Chakangol, Mia Clemens, Susan and Steve Hawkins of Vocal Confluence, and Historic. Wanted to give you a little bit of an early announcement regarding that. Thank you to all of our guests today, Dan Getkin and the 12-6, Prerna Chakangol, Mia Clemens, Susan and Steve Hawkins of Vocal Confluence, and historian Jaque Edward Carter. We will look for you again right here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
It's starting to sound like car talk at the end as Larry's giving all of the different staff. The staff chauffeur is Peek Up and Drop Off. Band leader is Sasha Noyes. Bolt tightener is Tilda Pierslip.
Everybody.
The one I always liked was director of compact car development was Zbigniew Chrysler. Thank you very large. Larry Berger gets your weekend off to a good start, and I come in and I squash that sucker flat. You're tuned to the new sound of the Bond Valley, Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport, and independent freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh. It's 12 o'clock.
Jump up, get it. Looking mighty now, here she come. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearl and a diamond ring. Got bracelets on her finger now and everything. Devil with a blue dress, blue dress. Everybody's eye. They got to be nervous. They can't say hi. Not too skinny. She's not too fat. She's a real humdinger. And I like them like that. Devil with a blue red. Blue red. Once again, now here she come. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got a high-heeled sneakers and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearl and a diamond ring. Got breakfast on a finger, now and everything. Devil with a blue dress.
In the Detroit Wheels, getting us started here on WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. Design your ticket to do wop yourself in the swing. Your cup loudly crash. The jet gets to group workology. Jay Thurber at 12:04. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. Taking your requests right now on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. And the full-time request line open at 412-385-7450. Let your input affect our output. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and hot today with a high near 88. Chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight with a low of 67. Right now outside our weather window, 80 degrees. We'll check your full-time forecast just about 15 minutes.
It's a solid summer weekend. More music now.